KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN. Sports being brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Good
year! We want to make sure you know to call McAtee Tire in Atlantic when you're having tire issues. Whether it's in the field, on the road, or at home, we can take care of you. We offer a farm service truck that can come to you in order to speed up the repair or replacement of your tire and get you back in the field faster or take advantage of our service repair shop in Atlantic. McAtee Tire in Atlantic offers a large, in-stock selection of premium Titan and Goodyear farm tires. Why choose Titan for your tire needs? Titan and Goodyear farm tires are made in America, many coming from right here in our backyard, Des Moines, Iowa. Titan also offers a 90-day, no-excuses customer satisfaction program, which gives you 90 days to determine whether you like the tires or not. Not sure what your tire needs are or who you can turn to with questions? Give the tire experts and trained technicians a call at McAtee Tire in Atlantic, 712-243-4413, or visit us online for more information. Trust McAtee Tire for all your tire and service needs.
Taking a look at sports here this morning. In high school volleyball last night, Atlantic opened up the season with a home quad against Earlham, ACGC, and Cam. It was Earlham knocking off Atlantic in the first matchup, 2 sets to none, 22-20 and 21-19. Atlantic then picked up wins over Cam, 24-22 and 21-12, and over ACGC in 2 sets, 21-15 and 21-18. Also, ACGC beat Cam 21-11 and 21-12, and Earlham was a winner in 3 sets over Cam, 21-17, 19-21, and 15-12 there at that quad at the Atlantic High School. Also, in other scores, it was ADM, a 2-set winner over Nottoway Valley. Abraham Lincoln won in 2 straight over Stanton. It was Sydney going 3 sets to beat Constable Abraham Lincoln. Sydney was a sweep winner over Stanton in 2 sets, and Southeast Polk won 2 sets to none over Nottoway Valley. In high school cross country, the Shenandoah Essex cross country teams won their home early bird cross country meets last night. Among the few full girls teams competing, Shenandoah Essex won with a 45-point total. Underwood was second with 62, followed by Trainer in third at 124. Carly Larson of Underwood was the race winner with a time of 20:11:45. East Mills' Jeanette Schraft was runner-up with a final time of 21:04:79. Erica Rowe of Underwood was third, and the next 5 finishers were all from Shenandoah Essex. On the boys' side, Shenandoah Essex scored 43 points to take the win. Southwest Iowa was runner-up with 53. Underwood was third with 66 points, Trainer fourth with 70, and East Mills fifth with 131 total. Jerry Jorgensen of Trainer was the boys' individual winner with a time of 17:18:75. Adam Thompson of Southwest Iowa was runner-up at 18:03:85, and Trent Finnegan of Shenandoah Essex was third. You can take a look at the full list of individual results on a link on this same story on our sports page, KJN.com. In baseball last night, game we heard here on KJN, it was Yengervis Solarte homering and driving in a career-high 6 runs. Austin Hedges also went deep, and the San Diego Padres beat the St. Louis Cardinals 12-4. Solarte hit his homer a projected 455 feet over the right field bullpen in the 8th inning to cap his career night. The Padres had scored 6 runs over their previous 4 games combined. Solarte capitalized on starter Lance Lynn's lack of control with a 3-run double in the 2nd. Lynn needed 64 pitches to get through the first 3 innings. He hit 2 batters, including opposite starter Clayton Richard, ahead of Solarte. Hedges' 3-run homer off of Zach Duke capped a 6-run 7th inning that also included 3 runs off Matt Bowman. It was Hedges' first homer since August 8th. Richard allowed 3 homers and 4 runs in 5 2/3 innings despite entering the game with the NL's best ground ball percentage at 59.5%. Craig Stammen got 1 out in the 6th for the victory. Other Major League Baseball scores yesterday in interleague play. It was Atlanta 4-0 over Seattle, Washington 4-3 over Houston, Kansas City 3-2 over Colorado. In the American League, Oakland beat Baltimore 6-4. It was the Yankees 13-4 over Detroit. Boston was a 9-1 winner over Cleveland. Tampa Bay 6-5 over Toronto. Minnesota was a 4-1 winner over the White Sox. And the Angels 10-1 over Texas. In the National League, it was Miami 12-8 over Philadelphia. The Dodgers 8-5 over Pittsburgh. Cubs beat Cincinnati 13-9. It was Arizona 7-4 over the Mets. Miami beat Philadelphia 7-4. And Milwaukee 4-3 over San Francisco. In Pacific Coast League baseball last night, Iowa and Nashville were rained out, and Round Rock beat Omaha 2-1. And in college football, note Iowa will face Wyoming's Josh Allen, one of the nation's most talented quarterbacks, without one of its starting cornerbacks in its opener. Hawkeyes coach Kirk Ferentz says sophomore Manny Rugamba will be suspended for the September 2nd home game against the Cowboys because of an off-season violation of team policy. Rugamba is one of two new starting corners this season for Iowa, which lost Desmond King and Greg Maven to the NFL. Ferentz says Michael Ojemudia will also move into a starting spot for the opener, along with first-teamer Joshua Jackson, adding that freshman defensive back Mack Hankins will likely also see time. The Cleveland Cavaliers and Boston Celtics are giving NBA fans another reason to tune in for their season opening clash on October 17th. The Cavs are shipping Kyrie Irving to the Celts for Isaiah Thomas in a blockbuster trade of all-star guards. Cleveland also gets forward Jay Crowder, center Ante Zizek, and a 2018 first-round draft pick. Irving asked Cavs owner Dan Gilbert to trade him earlier this summer. He joins the team that lost to Cleveland in the Eastern Conference Finals last spring. Irving has averaged 21.6 points and 5.5 assists during a six-year career spent entirely with the Cavaliers. He averaged a career-best 25.2 points and 5.8 assists in 72 games last season. Thomas averaged 28.9 points last year, giving him a 19.1 scoring average for his six-year career. Doug Fister and the Boston Red Sox have taken Game 2 of their three-game series to division leaders with Cleveland. He fired a one-hitter, and Eduardo Nunez drove in five runs as the Red Sox beat the Indians, as we mentioned, 9-1. That's a look at some of the latest sports. We'll have Cardinals baseball again for you tonight as they continue that series with the San Diego Padres. That will be a pregame start time of 6:20 here tonight with first pitch on the way at 7:15. That's a check of the latest in sports here on KJN Sports, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.